Peace activists from New Jersey and Pennsylvania will travel to the nation's capital tomorrow to urge lawmakers to cut military spending, not domestic needs like job creation, education, and infrastructure. They'll deliver thousands of petition signatures to both Democratic and Republican lawmakers, demanding that any deficit reduction deal not pull the rug out from under children, the elderly, and job programs. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Reverend Rob Moore, executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action, one of the groups sponsoring the trip.
We are taking a delegation down from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, all together a little over 30 people, about half from each state, and we are going to be lobbying about what we call our peace economy priority or the move the money priority. One of the most scary things about these negotiations is the pressure to cut vital programs for working class, poor people, as well as middle class. And I'm starting with working class and poor first because they seem to be mostly out of the discussion. And, you know, there is more at stake here than just the needs of the middle class, not that those aren't legitimate. What happens is in the mix here, very few people seem to be saying that cuts to certain vital services, education, job creation, environment, and so on should be protected. And we're going to be going down to give that message that this is quite doable. And we're using a sort of our template, the Sustainable Defense Task Force report, which was co-chaired. It's a bipartisan report. It was co-chaired by Representative Barney Frank and Representative Ron Paul. Of course, he ran for president as a Republican in the Republican primary. And it's basically saying we could be reaping savings of about $100 billion a year, $1 trillion over the next 10 years, by making very sensible reductions in military spending.
Now, I see that you also have a petition going on the military spending aspect of this. Can you tell us about that?
That's correct. And it's a petition that calls for a 25% reduction, rather the $100 billion reduction, which, depending on how you frame it, is somewhere between 15 and 25% cut in military spending. And so we have a petition that is saying this is something that we as citizens support. And by the way, the polling shows that the vast majority of citizens, when they're given the kind of budget choices that we're facing right now, the first place they almost all of them want to cut is military spending. And so let's do the cuts there in a way that doesn't hurt our ability to defend ourselves, but that is a sensible way to keep investing in the urgent needs of our people for job creation, for education, for Head Start, for health care. If we start really cutting way back on those things, we're going to become more and more of a two-bit, you know, nation that doesn't have any economic internal strength. Eisenhower warned us of this years ago. President Eisenhower, who, of course, had been a famous World War II general. And he said, you know, if we keep doing this, supporting the military-industrial complex, then we're undermining our true long-term security. Because that comes from the well-being and the intelligence and the creativity of our people. Those are things that we need to be investing in.
Mm-hmm. On the petition, is there still an opportunity for people to sign on?
There is. Now, we're taking those with us tomorrow. So if you're... listeners happen to hear this before close of business today, they can go to our website, peacecoalition.org. It's the top thing on the website, and sign it, and we'd be happy to take their name with us and hand deliver them to the people. We're meeting with members of Congress, as I said, from New Jersey and Pennsylvania tomorrow. We may run into a few others, as we often do, but at least those two states we're going to be covering.
And what's your sense of where we will be as a society if, at the end of these deficit reduction talks, we still have this exorbitant spending on the military?
We are saying that all this, you know, huffing and puffing about let's cut Medicare, let's cut Social Security, let's cut... I mean, one of the things that I find just so very, very tragic is there's a real chance that Head Start is going to take very big cuts. Just to give you one example.
Mm-hmm.
If we cut Head Start, then children, especially the children of working class and poor families, are not going to get the leg up that they need to have more successful lives. You know, and so if we say we're a country that is built on some notion that all people are created equal, we're not behaving that way in terms of the way we're budgeting. So we're going to be down there to try to give that message loud and clear. Let's turn swords into plowshares. Let's make sensible reductions. Colin Powell agrees with us on this, by the way. Mm-hmm. He made similar cuts when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and it did not hurt the military capabilities of the United States at all. Mm-hmm. So we're still building Cold War weapons. We're paying a down payment right now. The Pentagon just signed the contract less than a week ago for a $178 million down payment on a $10 billion refurbishing of the B-61 gravity nuclear bomb, which we deploy in Western Europe. We don't need nuclear weapons in Western Europe anymore. We don't need nuclear weapons at all once we can get down to global zero. But to have them in Western Europe, the only reason they were ever there was supposedly because the Soviets might invade. Well, wake up, you know, and smell the coffee. The Soviet Union went out of existence, mm-hmm. you know, over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So wake up and smell the coffee. These are weapons that we ought to be getting rid of, not spending $10 billion precious taxpayer dollars on.
Reverend Bob Moore is Executive Director of the Coalition for Peace Action. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.